This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, Bob Zafian is the co-owner of Green Jacket Auctions, and depending on when you're hearing this program, there is an auction live on the site right now, greenjacketauctions.com. It's a pleasure to welcome Bob Zafian back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Bob.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm good. Before we talk about the current auction, curious, what was the most surprising item from the last auction?
Oof, most surprising. I would have to say the most surprising item was, and we're talking about our Masters auction, that would be, you know, we had this kind of turn of the century, I believe it was about 1910, we had a papier-mâché advertising piece from a company called Silver King. They actually made golf balls. And normally this piece was about a $6,000 piece, and we had a couple bidders just go crazy on this, and we ended up attaining $60,000 for this item, which was an extreme surprise.
What, in your opinion, what's the neatest item in this auction currently on the site?
Oof, that's
your
so
opinion.
Hard
your opinion.
Well, you know, it depends on what you like. I think the neatest, if we want to be current, if we want to appeal to, you know, the masses, the neatest thing we have, you may have seen in the news, that we actually acquired the golf ball that Rory McIlroy threw into the crowd after holing out at the British Open just 2.5 weeks ago.
Did they get in touch with you?
Well, they didn't. As soon as this happened, we sent something out into the Twitter world looking for this golf ball, and we were kind of aimed towards this gentleman's way who actually caught the ball and found that he listed it on eBay in the UK, which is not very widely viewed, especially by people in the United States. So I tracked it down. I spoke with him, we traded emails back and forth, and I convinced him that he would be much better off going through us to attain a much higher price, which so far has been a huge success, and certainly with what I told him, it's coming to fruition.
How rare is it, Bob, that you get something current?
You know, it's not too often that we do. You know, I can almost say that this is... It certainly qualifies as historic golf memorabilia, and this is, you know, arguably the newest possible golf memorabilia that's out there. We don't get that too often. This particular type of item, a ball that was used to win a championship, we've never seen one before, so we kind of speculated on a price, and right now that price is a little over, I think it's at like $12,000. Which, is very a pleasant surprise, especially for where it was at when it was on eBay in the UK. And there was speculation from a couple golf writers that did a thing on ESPN that he wouldn't be surprised if that ball actually attained a price of $30,000 to $40,000. Now, while we don't know if it's going to get that high, we certainly would welcome it. And you never know with something like this. I mean, it's something that is just going to gain value for the next 25, 50, 100 years. I mean, it's a great piece.
When you saw Rory toss the ball, did your mind start turning?
It did. You know, it started turning, and you know, I kind of heard those, those cash register rings in my head. That's kind of, you know, I'm always looking for something like that, something that's just going to wow our collecting audience, and this was it. We had made a similar appeal to the gentleman who caught Louis Oosthuizen's double eagle ball at the Masters, which we were not successful with. This one, you know, this is a win in you know, in our camp. So we're very, very excited to have a piece like this.
Talk about some of the other items that are up there this time.
Well, you know, we've got, you know, just absolutely fantastic items. We happen to have, you know, a huge, huge Bobby Jones collection from a gentleman who spent, you know, years and years amassing a great collection of items. Anywhere from, we have a panoramic photograph of the 1935 Masters field. I believe there's about 100 and... Ooh, geez, I can't even recall the... No, there's not that many. I can't recall the number of players that are on there, but it's autographed by every single participant in the 35 Masters.
Hmm.
And, you know, Bobby Jones, Horton Smith, Walter Hagen, Gene Sarazen, Craig Wood. I mean, it's a one-of-a-kind piece, absolutely fantastic. And it one time belonged to Light Horse Harry Cooper. We have... A beautiful golf ball signed by Bobby Jones. We have a brassy, which, you know, that was the term used for a driver back then. Mm. The driver is signed by Bobby Jones. We've got the programs from every single one of his Grand Slam tournaments, including a very, very rare 1930 British Open program. And that one, I believe, right now is over $12,000 itself. We have programs from many of his major victories. We've got personal items from Bobby Jones, including some awards that he won throughout his career, one of which is the 1930 Sullivan Award, which you may have known, is awarded to the top amateur in the United States. And 1930 was the very first year when this was founded, and Bobby Jones was the first recipient, and we have that award. We have a medal from very early on in his career from the... 1918 tournament. It was a Red Cross prize medal that he won. 1918, that would put him at 16 years old. We have a match safe, solid gold match safe, that he got during the 1920 Georgia State Championship as an 18-year-old. So some things very, very early on in his career, and things that you just don't see. And that's just the start of the Bobby Jones items. Go ahead.
We're talking with Bob Zafian, the owner of co-owner of Green Jacket Auctions. Why can't collectors get enough of the Masters?
You know, just because of the allure, the not just the Masters itself, but Augusta National Golf Club, which has a very, very storied you know, history. The people involved there, it is probably the classiest, you know, golf club in existence, and just the mystery that surrounds Bobby Jones and Clifford Roberts and, you know, the members throughout the years. It's the one major that's held at the same place every single year. People just can't get enough of going to the tournament. I mean, it's legendary, you know, the waiting list to try to get tickets. And anything from anything historic from the Masters tournament or the club itself is always prized by collectors. I mean, we have a program from the very first Masters in 1934, as well as a 1935 Masters program in our auction. So these are from the very, very early days of Augusta National and the Masters. And the stuff just doesn't come up too often. We seem to be able to get our hands on it, but we beat the bushes and we talk to family members of past members or employees, and that's how we acquire a lot of our items.
Speaking of that, before I let you go, before we run out of time, talk about your venture with the Back Nine Network.
Well, that's very exciting. This is something that's actually been about 3 years in the making. About 3 years ago, we were contacted by IMG Media, which everybody knows is, the media part is the extension of IMG International Management mm-hmm. Group that handles many of the golfers and other sports and celebrities as a business management firm. And they approached us about doing a reality show based on our auction, and which we were, you know, very open to do. Very exciting, but as many things happen, the gears grind very, very slowly, and it's now kind of coming to fruition. We shot a pilot about a year ago, and now we're in full shooting mode. We just spent last year down in your neck of the woods. We were in Atlanta, actually, for a few days. We're in Florida. We've got a full schedule lined up for the next probably 2 months, and we're going to have our first season shot by September 29th, which is when the network goes live on DirecTV on Channel 262. And we're visiting with a lot of collectors. We're looking at a lot of important collections. And more importantly, we're acquiring some of these items for future auctions, which will be very, very exciting.
Name of the show is?
It's going to be Golf Treasures. Which,
Golf Treasures, okay.
You know, that's all you need to hear to know exactly what it's about.
He is Bob Zafian, the co-owner of Green Jacket Auctions. As I mentioned in the beginning, depending on when you're hearing this show, auction ends Saturday evening, right, Bob?
It ends Saturday evening. We'll be going well into the night and into Sunday morning.
Okay.
So we're open for everybody to come to our website and register, and we'd be happy to take your bids.
All right. GreenJacketAuctions.com. As always, Bob, thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks a lot, John. Always a pleasure.